Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The latest assessment from British military intelligence says Russian forces are likely to try to capture the eastern Ukrainian town of Bakhmut, saying the move would allow the Russians to threaten the two biggest cities held by Ukraine in the Donetsk region, Kursk and Slavyansk. But the assessment says Bakhmut's capture is possibly a more symbolic and political objective. Moscow, meanwhile, is warning the European Union and the G7 against adopting a price cap on Russian oil. The Kremlin spokesman is being quoted today as saying the cap is being analyzed, but that Moscow will not accept it. The U.S., Europe, and the Group of Seven agreed to the cap at $60 per barrel. The BBC's David Willis has more.
First mooted by the G7 group of industrialized nations, the plan became the subject of intense wrangling among members of the EU, with countries such as Poland calling for a much lower cap in order to really put the squeeze on Russia. Russia, for its part, has said it won't observe the new cap, and it could retaliate by shutting off shipments to countries that follow the new policy and focus its efforts on supplying major trading partners such as China and India.
President Biden's signature on legislation averting a rail strike ends nearly 3 years of bargaining between railroads and unions. Unions lost one on one major issue, but Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports they won a better contract overall.
Workers are angry about the way railroads have treated them lately. An efficiency push over the last few years has cut staff by 30% and helped drive profits to record levels. But many railroaders say harsh work rules have kept them on call for weeks on end and penalized them for taking time off sick. They were holding out for more paid sick days. The contract they got will boost wages by 24% and give them an extra paid day off.
The Labor Department's November employment report shows that the U.S. economy continues to generate large numbers of jobs. But Steve Beckner reports that's not necessarily good news for an inflation-fighting Federal Reserve.
Non-farm payrolls grew more than expected, 263,000, and unemployment stayed at 3.7%. Average hourly earnings grew 5.1% from a year ago. The report is apt to keep the Fed on track to raise interest rates again this month. Though the central bank by law seeks maximum employment, its main focus is fighting inflation. The Fed's strategy includes curbing demand for labor. Chairman Jerome Powell calls the labor market tight and says wage growth remains well above levels that would be consistent with 2% inflation. He says the Fed will soon slow the pace of rate hikes, but rates may need to go higher than once thought. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR News. Jury deliberations are expected to begin Monday in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial. Prosecutors wrapped up closing arguments yesterday. Trump himself is not charged, but the case stems from a 3-year investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office into his business practices. Some Massachusetts environmentalists are hopeful the Prince and Princess of Wales' attention to the environment in Boston will turn attention to climate solutions rather than doom and gloom. Kathleen Masterson of WBUR in Boston has this story from the Earthshot Awards, where international and local green activists joined star-studded presenters.
Some call it the Oscars of the environmental movement. Boston's chief of environment, Mariama White-Hammond, says the city was a natural fit to host a global environmental prize.
We're excited to host them, and I think they chose us because we kind of embody the sense of climate urgency that the Earthshot Prize is really all about.
Jean-Luc Perrit with the North American Indian Center of Boston says he was thrilled to see an ocean restoration project by a group of indigenous women in Australia win one of the awards.
It was like the World Cup for Indigenous peoples.
Prizes went to solutions to help ensure clean air, restore nature, and heal our oceans. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.
At the World Cup in Qatar, the U.S. and the Netherlands are kicking off the knockout round, the match just getting underway. An American, Christian Pulisic, has been cleared to play after suffering a pelvic injury while scoring the only goal in the U.S. victory over Iran. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.